From Michigan Radio, this is Michigan Watch. I'm Lester Graham. The city of Detroit's mayor, Mike Duggan, planned to have a lot more buses on the streets by this point. There's been progress in some areas, more buses, better maintenance, but the bus system is still not reaching its goals. Almost a year ago, we asked bus riders in Detroit what they thought of the service, and we got a mixed bag of responses. Today, sort of the same impressions.
No, I ain't seen no change. They're still slow. Still slow as hell.
They're more on time, a little bit faster, but sometimes they're a little bit late.
You sit here 2 or 3 hours waiting for one daggum bus.
I think service has gotten better.
No, they're still late.
It has improved, and I do believe it will improve furthermore down the road. I really do.
There are brand new buses running the routes. 40 new buses are operating, and another 40 are coming. So what's the problem? Well, there are a couple. Yep, 40 buses added, but 69 old buses have been retired from service. It doesn't sound like it, but that's actually a net improvement because the new buses are more reliable. They don't break down as often. They actually are ready for service. And that brings us to the real problem. The buses are there, but there are not enough drivers.
Well, it's no question. We're almost 100 drivers short of our projected budget. And in order for us to run on-time service, we need to have those positions filled or close to it.
That's the director of the Detroit Department of Transportation, Dan Dirks. He's been trying to hire drivers ever since Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan hired him. There are some new drivers. Dirks just hasn't been able to recruit enough. There's a new class of 29 in training right now. That's a bigger class than usual. He's hoping after a couple more six-week courses, he'll have enough drivers.
So that our hope is that, you know, by sometime this summer, we're going to be to the point where we won't have to cut service at all because we don't have drivers. And we won't have to cut service at all because we'll have more than enough buses available.
That's really optimistic. Even if the other classes end up with 30 trainees, only half to two-thirds of the applicants make it through the drug screening and the six-week training program. That leaves him short of the nearly 100 drivers Dirks says he needs. But if it happens, Dirks says the Detroit bus system will be able to achieve the national standard, which he says is about 80% on-time performance. A public transportation watchdog doesn't think that's good enough.
If you don't have at least 99%, if not 100% every single day, of the buses that are scheduled to be out on the road actually out there serving people, that is crisis.
That's Megan Owens with Transportation Riders United. She says for years the Detroit bus system has only been getting 60 to 80% of buses on the road.
That means there's a 1 in 3, 1 in 4 shot that the bus you're waiting for isn't going to arrive at all, isn't operating, didn't even leave the terminal in the morning, and that's outrageous. That's truly an absurd situation.
And the director of the Detroit bus system doesn't argue with the fact that it does have to do better.
Yeah, I agree with customers. But you know, really, what's the bus service? The bus service should be there on time, and that's, you know, the national standard is 0 to 5 minutes.
That's critical if you want a job. Many people in Detroit cannot afford a car. Megan Owens says employers are reluctant to hire someone who relies on the bus system to get to work because they'll end up being late too often.
We are never, as a city, as a region, going to truly turn around economically until every person can rely on the transit system to get them to their job every day, not part of the time.
That can only happen when there are enough drivers and enough dependable vehicles to put 228 buses on the streets each day to get 74,000 riders where they need to be on time, at least in Detroit. Getting beyond city limits on public transportation, that's a whole other issue. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation,